Good evening, this is Tom Rowe. You're tuned in to Turn on the News. Turn on the News is Free 103.9's daily look at radio art, transmission art, radio news, and more. You can go to free103.9.org to find out just what transmission art is and why. And go to newsroom.free103.9.org if you want to know why it has a daily news show. We're going to come back and let's see, what are we looking at tonight? We've got a new message from Prometheus Radio Project about how to start your own low-power FM radio station. We'll go to Washington, D.C., where the White House is issuing a veto threat against CISPA. And we've got some other FCC news and more. Stay tuned. Tom Rowe, you're listening to Turn on the News, Free 103.9's daily look at radio art, radio news, media news, and more. You can go to free103point9.org for more information about just what transmission art is and more about its daily news show. Today we first go to politico.com where Tony Rahm has a story up about how the Barack Obama White House is threatening a veto of the current version of the CISPA bill, the cybersecurity bill that is currently supposed to go to a vote in the next 48 hours on the House floor. Rahm's reporting that the House Rules Committee is convening to add amendments to the measure by Mike Rogers, Republican from Michigan, and Dutch Ruppersberger, a Democrat from Maryland. But President Obama has vowed to veto the bill in its current form. In other news, the Benton Foundation points us to The Hill's Andrew Feinberg, who is reporting that Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, suggests he could soon lift holds on two nominees to the Federal Communications Commission. Senator Grassley wants the FCC to provide documents related to its review of LightSquared's proposal to build a 4G wireless network. The FCC dumped 13,000 documents earlier this week to Grassley, and the senator said he could release the holds if more documents were forthcoming. Quote, "It looks to be a little different today," unquote, he said of the situation. Quote, "We'll get another document dump very shortly, and if it continues to be helpful, maybe the following week we'll be able to move," unquote. At the National Journal, Josh Smith reports that the Federal Communications Commission in the United States has launched a $300 million effort to expand broadband to hundreds of thousands of homes by a subsidy program. The funds are part of the first phase of a sweeping overhaul of a program designed originally to subsidize telephone networks in rural and other underserved networks. Last year, it was converted, revamped to be for broadband development. Quote, "These reforms cut waste and impose strict fiscal responsibility standards on the fund, preventing it from growing beyond its current size," unquote, the FCC said in a statement, which is an unusual statement to quote in the Tech Daily Dose by Josh Smith there. We are listening to Bud Alzier, Morocco, from Macro Dub Infection behind us, and we will for the next few moments until we come back with an update on low-power FM radio from the Prometheus Radio Project. You're listening to Turn on the News.
Thanks to the local community radio app, the SEC will soon be taking applications for new low-power community radio stations for the first time in more than a decade. Low-power FM stations are non-commercial and locally owned, giving their communities a voice on the airwaves. But where will these new stations go? What cities and towns will get community radio? That depends on FCC rules, which are being decided now.
The FCC sets rules on how far apart radio stations can be so that one station's signal won't cause interference to its neighbors. Under the new rules, new LPFM stations will have to be at least 3 clicks away on the radio dial from existing full-power stations in the same area. That means that if you want to start an LPFM station in your city, you have to find an open frequency that's surrounded by 6 empty spaces on the dial, 3 on each side.
In many cities across the country, this kind of space isn't available because those spots on the airwaves are already claimed. Is that much space necessary? Actually, the FCC already allows other radio stations to move closer using the second adjacent frequency, as long as stations can prove that they won't cause interference to their neighbors.
But radio regulation isn't just based on physics, it's also based on politics. Thanks to lobbying from the broadcast industry, Congress won't allow the FCC to lift restrictions on the second adjacent frequency, even though the FCC knows it won't cause problems. But the law does allow for the FCC to give out waivers to LPFM applicants who can prove they won't cause interference. With these second adjacent waivers, it's much easier to find space on the dial to fit an LPFM station. That means many more opportunities nationwide. All over the country, in urban and rural areas, the FCC's technical rules will make a major difference in whether communities can get on the air. This map shows the current availability for new LPFM stations under the FCC rules today. The purple and blue dots show radio markets where there are fewer than 10 channels available. On the next map, you'll see what could be possible with second adjacent channel waivers. Watch how the colors change from cool to warm. Here, the orange and yellow dots indicate that there could be 20 or more channels available for community radio in these same markets.
In the top 150 radio markets, the opportunities for LPFM in cities will more than double as second adjacent channel waivers were allowed. Currently in Seattle, there isn't any room for community radio, but with second adjacent waivers, there could be as many as 13 stations. Right now in Phoenix, there's only room for 3 stations, but with waivers, there could be 16 more. And in New Orleans, currently there's only room for 6 stations, but with waivers, there could be 29 opportunities for LPFM.
We have a voice in the process. The FCC has asked the public to comment on second adjacent channel waivers to help them decide how to make the rules. The broadcast lobby has already spoken up. They say that waivers should only be allowed in extreme circumstances, even though these waivers would allow LPFMs to use the same modern engineering standards that their stations have used for years. Big Media wants one set of rules for their stations and another set for everyone else, in effect, keeping our communities off the air.
What would your community do with an LPFM station? Play local music, host a call-in show, broadcast town meetings?
These are our cities and our airwaves. If new stations won't cause harm to existing stations, the FCC shouldn't keep us off the air. Go to PrometheusRadio.org and click on Take Action to tell the FCC that all of our cities and towns need community radio. Do it today. The FCC's public comment period ends soon.
China, that they're getting in Japan. Let's pass it off. wants to play the Geek Talk game.
Two from XTC, Are You Receiving Me, and Radios in Motion from White Music. And now we're going to go to a recording from Tuesday, April 25th. This is Letitia Hussein and C. Lavender, recorded at the Hangar 18 in Hudson. Thank you. I'm Tom Burr. You are listening to Turn on the News. That was Letitia Hussein and C. Lavender, April 23rd at Hangar 18 in Hudson. On Turn on the News, a daily look at radio art, radio news, media news, and more. Tune in to FREE103POINT9.org for more information about just what transmission art is, and go to newsroom.313.9.org for international sources of radio art, radio news, media news, and more.